Well, we're getting to that point of the season. It's our first kind of wrap-up interview. We wait to see what happens with the games, and we have a team that finished their season last night. Tri-County gave it a good run, fell 11 points short against North Harrison, 60-49 the final. Tri-County in an interesting spot here going to the offseason. There's a lot of talent going to be coming back, but the leading scorer going to be graduating for Tri-County. North Harrison moves on in the bracket, and the Shamrocks are going to have a tough opponent in the Green City Gophers coming up Wednesday night at 6. Joining us for one final time this season is head coach Dylan Lowry. Coach, I'd ask you how you're doing, but you'd probably be a little bit better if you had a practice to get ready for later this afternoon, I'd imagine.
There's no doubt about that. We did come out ready to play yesterday. We took a little bit to wake up, but anytime at the end of the season, someone's got to end up being the being done a little earlier than you expect most of the time. But we had a good little matchup. We played North Harrison a lot tougher than we did in the past, and we went out on a pretty good note.
Your team's in an interesting spot. As I kind of mentioned there, going into the offseason, I'm starting to get an idea of what the teams in the HDC have. We know that Grundy is going to lose a couple of pieces, but still be very strong next year. The team I was intrigued by, because their numbers have been down for about 2-3 years, Mercer has a lot of 8th graders coming up as freshmen next year. You had a lot of freshmen and sophomores play big minutes this year, Coach. So their improvement over the offseason is going to be a really important aspect to your team here for the next 9 months, is it not?
That's correct. It's one of those that it is my final season coaching over there at Tri-County, so we kind of worked really hard on those younger guys, and it'll be tough to not stick around with them, but I told them last night, I was like, you guys are young, you're talented, and you're going to be a lot of fun to watch coming up in the future. Those freshmen played a lot of quality minutes. I've got sophomores, juniors that are really hungry for it. Not as many numbers there as I do in the freshman book, but they're excited and they're hungry for it, and I think they'll be really, really tough opponent in the next year or two.
Is the biggest thing for them, obviously, if you needed a big bucket this year, Derek's getting the ball and he's probably putting up a shot. Derek graduates. Is the biggest thing for this young group seeing who's going to develop kind of that, I'm going to have that, give the ball to me and I'm going to make a play kind of, ball run through me sort of mentality instead of giving it somebody else?
Yeah, I think that's something that they're going to have to find on their own a little bit. I saw moments of it this season where Gabe Manning would go in really aggressive to go just be hungry for points, and then Keith Norman had a good night last night with 16, and I had a few others that were just kind of hit or miss, but that's kind of whenever you have a younger team, younger players, you never know what given night they're going to bring to the table. And I think they're figuring out what they can and can't do, because honestly, when you're a freshman going against those seniors, it's a tough wall you're going up against. So sometimes they really know what they needed to do, and I think that it's going to take a little growth, but you saw some of it this year whenever Derek was on the floor, that they know that they have to step up, and we try to prep them all year that they have to be ready for it, because you can't rely everything on one player's shoulders.
So are you moving on to another basketball job, Coach? Are you staying in the sport or just kind of moving on to another job?
I'm stepping away from coaching for a little while. Got some family time. I kind of need to stick around and be there for that, but it's something that I'm going to miss, reminisce, might even rest in the future, but right now I just need to take a step back from coaching, and I enjoy my time there.
Yeah, you'll be a fan. Do they have another coach in ready to go over there, or is that going to be a decision for the spring?
I believe Taryn Douglas will be taking that over for us. She's been a really good assistant coach. The boys have worked with her, and I think that'll be a good fit in the future. Of course, that's one of those things that nothing's final till it's final, but I believe that's the plan.
Hey, and she's a former Mustang, so that'll be a good fit over there. And you can you can have family time, and you can be a fan.
That's correct.
There you go. 60-49. When I look at a final score, I know it doesn't tell me the entire storyline of the game. How did the game go last night, Coach? Was it closer than that final score indicated? Did you make a little bit of a run late? Did you have a lead at any point? What were the ebbs and flows of that game like last night?
We never did actually get that final lead. Right after the first quarter, we played kind of scared. We were timid. We were down 18-10 right off the bat, and it's one of those that we came out a little bit intimidated. We made a big comeback there. We got within 4 points at one point, but we weren't ever able to completely close that gap. We'd make a good run. We'd make a little comeback there, and then we'd make some silly mistake turnovers, and that I think the pressure of it kind of and gets those younger players sometimes. But we played a lot better defense. We would get good defensive stops, but North Harrison was able to take advantage against our zone. We improved a lot on it, but they hit some really good shots. They let it rain from the three-point line, and they were making it. And that's one of those, if you're in a zone, you're going to have some weakness on the perimeter, and they hit each one. Each opportunity that we gave them.
So it'll be
we came in close. Derek Curry's had 18. Keaton was 16. But it's just one of those that we couldn't quite get enough stops on the other end.
Do you have so much of Class 1 basketball? Do you have the numbers coming through? And I know you had good numbers in your freshman class as your coach. How's it look in the junior high grades at Jamesport? Is it a little bit thin, or does it look like there's some more help on the way?
Oh, they're pretty thin right now in the junior high realm. I think this last season they had 6 players going into it, and you kind of go up and down in numbers, and that's just part of it. I think those freshmen are going to play a big role in the future. There's some younger guys. Eventually that'll help out, but I think it's going to be those guys stepping into those roles and some young guys to help them practice and get ready, but there's a lot of potential there.
I agree with that. Semifinals, Class 1, District 14, Wednesday night. North Harrison boys take on Green City at 6, followed by should be a great ball game here. Gilman City, 3 seed. Grundy are 5, 2 seed. They're going to play at 7:30 up at Mercer. Coach, appreciate the time that you gave us throughout the season. Talk about your Tri-County boys. Appreciate it as always. Have a great rest of the spring.
Thank you.